Friend of Friend, A Patient Prayer, by Elder Jose El Alonso of the 70. I grew up in Mexico with my siblings, my mother, and my grandmother. Every day after doing homework and chores, I played soccer. I love soccer. I would pretend that my right leg was one team and my left leg was the other team. One day when I was playing soccer, I suddenly couldn't breathe very well. I rested for a few minutes, but I still had trouble breathing. I became so sick that I had to go to the hospital. The hospital room had many other children in it, but I missed my family and felt very alone. Although I was not a member of the church yet, I believed in God. Every day I prayed to be healed, but instead I got worse and worse. The doctors thought I might not live. The doctors finally sent me home from the hospital, but I had to spend the next year in bed. I took many pills and had two shots every day, and I still had a prayer in my mind and heart. I told Heavenly Father that if I got well, I would serve Him all the rest of my life. Then one day when I was reading in bed, I accidentally dropped my book on the floor. When I leaned down to pick it up, I realized that I was breathing normally. I dropped the book again. Again, I could pick it up without any problem. I got out of bed. At first, I was dizzy because I had not walked by myself in such a long time. I looked in the mirror and saw that I was smiling. I knew that I had received an answer from Heavenly Father. Every day since then, I've tried to do something to express my gratitude to Heavenly Father. When I grew up, I became a doctor to help answer the prayers of other children, and now I'm trying to serve Heavenly Father with my calling in the church. The answers to prayers do not always come easily, and they do not always come right away. But I know Heavenly Father answers our prayers. He knows our needs, and He knows what is best. End of Friend to Friend, A Patient Prayer, by Elder Jose El Alonso of the 70.